And Awilawan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Terrace Local Teacher nominated for the 2023 Premier's Award for Excellence in Education. Caledonia Senior Secondary Teacher David Osage, born and raised in Terrace and former graduate of Caledonia, is one of 34 education professionals from across the province being recognized for their contributions to students, school, and community. Dosage talked with CFNR about his award. Your name and position, please.
David Osage, teacher at Caledonia Secondary.
So on October 26th, you received an award.
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit about that?
So I was recognized by the Premier's Office for BC Excellence in Leadership, associated with efforts I make in the educational field.
Was this something that you applied for, or was this a nomination?
I was nominated by Patsy Chant, who is a counselor at Caledonia.
You're a teacher at Caledonia. How long have you been in that position?
I think this is my 9th year here.
What brings you to this award? What is
The first thing I'd like to point out, though, is I think a lot of great things happen at Caledonia Secondary, and I just happen to be fortunate to be the one recognized. A lot of people work hard and are involved in different things, but a lot of people can be recognized in this building, I would argue. I've been lucky also to work with a lot of great people who have helped me grow as an educator, but at this specific moment, I teach a variety of social studies courses and English, and I also am involved in the Travel Club, BCYP Debate Club, and I am part of Caledonia Scholarship Committee.
And you were born and raised in Terrace, correct?
Yes.
You actually graduated from Caledonia?
Yes.
Okay, so education, Caledonia, all of that is something that's close to your heart, you're very passionate about?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to be able to contribute back to the community that has given me many opportunities.
For this award that you received, there was actually a $2,000 cash prize that came with it? Or?
I would call it a bursary. So it's for if I choose to take an educational course or like professional development.
Oh, okay. And do you have any plans for that at all?
I'm actually working on my master's right now. Can't go towards that.
If you could tell me a little bit about the inspirations that you've had for teaching, mentors, people you've looked up to.
My family, they immigrated to Terrace in the late 70s and early 80s, and they were a big believer how educational provides a lot of opportunities, so they pushed me to have a proper education. I was very fortunate that way, and then through that, I didn't actually get into teaching right away, but I went through SFU and got my undergrad, but eventually I partook in the community and social services in the Terrace area, and I decided to go back into teaching. I get my bachelor's of education, then I was fortunate to come back to Terrace and get a position at Caledonia, and I've been helped by a lot of people like my nominator, Patsy Chant. I've been supported by the principal, like Jane Arbuckle and Keith Axelson, along with Robin McLeod, who was a staple for Caledonia for many years. I can name lots of other people who have helped me along the way, but I've been very fortunate to work with a lot of great colleagues.
So what are some of the challenges and things that you've had found during your time as a teacher?
I've been fortunate to work with a lot of great students who challenge themselves and they're willing to rise up. But like everybody, you know, I think post-COVID, you've seen a lot of issues with mental health, a lot of kids being stretched, whether with their personal resources or family resources. And you do the best you can to working as a team to help students reach their potential so they can get the same opportunities I did. It's sort of my way of paying it forward.
What are some of the plans and stuff that you have for, you know, yourself or the future?
For myself in the future, I continue to hopefully still work at Caledonia. Well, we continue to hope to expand our courses and the way we offer services at Caledonia to be inclusive, as well as to challenge our students academically. So we'll continue to help look for ways to students to expand their potential educational opportunities at post-secondary learning through the courses we offer, or as well as to help them develop skills in the educational field. I'm also part of the teacher sponsor of the BCYP and Debate Club, and we continue to expand the ways we operate, so we're hoping to have some more public forums and dialogue about different important social issues. I also work on the Scholarship Committee, and I'm also a volunteer on the Northwest Scholarship Board, and that is about helping students obtain funding to improve their their educational accessibility options in the future. So we're going to keep pushing forward. So if anybody wants to get involved with that, we encourage them to contact the Northwest Scholarship Foundation to help students gain more opportunities.
Thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to share?
Well, or? Like I say, like even though like I'm being acknowledged, I think I think I'm motivated by the drive and the resilience shown by students and my colleagues. You know, and I think that's a big key in anybody's success. It's a collaborative effort. I mean, everybody wants to see like a community like us succeed, and sometimes we have in our minds that we're from the north and necessarily don't have the same opportunities, but I'd argue that anything we do here at Caledonia or any other northern school in our district can hang with the people in the Lower Mainland.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.